Africa. Lands, 57. Population, 888,219,101. Publishers, 1,222,352. Bible studies, 2,596,614. Group searches for truth. In a small village in Madagascar, 80 people decided to leave the National Protestant Church. They built a church for themselves and began to search for the true religion, examining each of the local religions in turn. They concluded that the Catholics did not study the Bible, and that within the Lutheran Church there were dissensions. The Pentecostals, they felt, did not teach the truth, and the Seventh-day Adventists had too many taboos. Then they approached one of our brothers and asked him if he could teach them the Bible. The brother readily agreed. A few publishers arranged to visit these interested people. The brothers met 26 of them gathered in the church that they had built, and they were ready to listen to Bible information. Using chapter 15 of the Bible Teach book, the brothers explained how to find the religion approved by God. The people were satisfied with the explanation. When the brothers returned, 73 met with them, and on the third visit, 142 were in attendance. Text message goes astray. To encourage her Bible student, a witness named Manon, who lives in Ethiopia, sent her the 2009 year text as a text message on her cell phone. However, she entered a wrong number, and the message went to another cell phone subscriber. The woman who received it read it repeatedly. Bear thorough witness to the good news, Acts 20:24, NW. As she was God-fearing, she agreed with the message, but did not know how she could apply it. She was also puzzled by the mysterious NW, or New World Translation, at the end. Weeks went by, but the matter was still on her mind. Finally, she phoned the sender of the text message. Our sister was surprised to hear what had happened to her message, but she seized the opportunity to answer the woman's sincere inquiry. This led to a Bible study, which is being conducted twice a week. Young Pioneer Partners. Persis, who lives in Cameroon, became an unbaptized publisher when she was 6 years old. Her first service report showed 10 home Bible studies. The congregation secretary thought that it was a mistake. When questioned, Persis explained to him that she actually had 10 different students. He further asked, "How do you know how much time to report, since you do not have a watch?" She replied that she knew that her school recess was 1 hour long. She started preaching at the beginning and stopped when the bell rang. Her bold witnessing influenced her mother and cousin, who later became unbaptized publishers. Now 10 years old, Persis is baptized and is serving as an auxiliary pioneer while in school. Her 8-year-old friend, Ossie, is already an unbaptized publisher. A Bible student said of them, "At the meetings, I was happy to see children greeting everyone, especially the elderly ones, before going to sit with their parents. I never saw this at my church. I know children growing up that way will be better people in society tomorrow."